Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hello, everyone. I want to welcome to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we have a cafe.
Full table.
Woo-hoo! We got a whole bunch of ladies here who are ready to rock the house. Literally, we are at Miss Kelly's Cafe. Miss Kelly's Cafe.
That has a ring to it.
That sounds really good.
I know.
You know, and most of the time we're on our little phones and we don't get to see everybody face to face. And tonight we are live and at Kelly, so it's just really, really wonderful. So Kelly, why don't you tell them a second about where we actually are? We're in Las Vegas. So
we're in Las Vegas.
Tell them about your wonderful center here.
My collaborative partner and I have a holistic fusion wellness center, and we do everything from Western medicine to Eastern modalities and blend it all so people get to be healthier and happier.
All right. Woo! Woo! Nice.
Yay!
Woo! I know. I'm loving that. And if you go back into our prior shows, we've got at least a couple shows. Probably about a month and a half ago that we did with Kelly and her partner Paul.
Absolutely.
That really kind of took you some of the background stuff that we've had going on and just stuck working with Kelly. We are in the Cafe Book Club and we are working with Energy Speaks with Lee Harris. We're in Chapter 2, and boy, we just thought it would be great to have a round table, which is literally what we're sitting at. That would be wonderful.
We're breaking the glass ceiling.
We're breaking the glass ceiling with a glass table that is round. So there you go. It's going to be one of those kinds of shows. Okay. So it's working out really good. We're going to be talking tonight about your self-love journey. And it's really going to – this is just one of those chapters that it's so packed with really good things that I'm really looking forward to Kelly and Amy really kind of going through some of these different things with their insights that they have. So just right off the bat, I wanted to – oh, and we have Miss Courtney. Miss Courtney's in the house as well, too. She hasn't started the book, but she's excited to be learning about self-love journey.
Okay.
And she may be having – anything you need to say, girl, you just like – and I'd like to say, this is Courtney – this is what I'm going to say. That way we know too. That's all good. So we're going to be, there's going to be five different dynamics with self-love. It's going to be looking at time. We're looking at space. We're looking at the gift of nature, the gift of touch, and also creativity. But as always, this book is so wonderful in its different exercises that it has. So we're going to go ahead and start with an opening relaxation exercise. And
wait a minute, you're not going to bring me to the table?
Oh, and I, you know, and as always, I want to go ahead and bring on my co-host, Miss Amy. How are you tonight?
All I need is love.
Not that love.
All I need is love.
Okay, remember that's never that.
All right,
so again, we're going to be starting tonight with an opening relaxation exercise. That we got so much energy going, honey. We take a little bit of the time to be able to. So it's always really important when you've got all that fun going on and you want to kind of just kind of reset your energy, take a nice deep breath. So let's all take a deep breath. And go ahead and let it go. And another gentle breath in. Hold it for a second. And gently out. And one more gentle breath in. And out. So take a deep breath in and out. And be connecting with and finding a comfortable position as you drop further into your body. So again, breathing in and out. Listen to the sound of your breath as it flows into and out of your body. Let your breath be soft, compassionate, and accepting of everything happening in and around you in this moment. Breathing in and out. Feel the soft breath filling your belly, expanding your chest, and connecting you with all that is. And with your next breath, allow yourself to become the most important person in the world. At least for now. So breathing in and out.
Just breathe and feel the same space that is evolving inside, making room for more of you. Put your hand on your belly and feel the connection you have with this sacred space in the center of yourself. Feel the radiating from your hand and into the soft, vulnerable, and powerful center, a center of yourself. So breathing in and out. Breath by breath, fill the self that is so deserving of your love. You're ready now to begin your self-love journey.
Journey.
You're like missing
that.
I'm curious, what is going on with this show?
Oh my god!
Yeah, and I hope everybody enjoyed that. It was really, you know, I just the
expenses in the circle. Well, and I'd like to comment that the four amazing women in a circle doing this together, I think, really even added to that energy.
I agree. I agree, and it's nice that we have it on the show. I think that's wonderful with that. So the book goes on to talk about that, you know, there's some things that really be encouraged when it looks at self-love. And to be able to, when you do read this chapter, it's encouraging you just to read the whole thing first, figure out, you know, the things that you might want to be doing yourself when it comes to your self-care and your self-love exercises. And then, you know, being willing to commit 3 weeks, that we'll do 3 hours. And it's like, oh, wow, 3 hours. It doesn't sound like a long time.
Oh,
when you're fully committing, fully committing to yourself. When you've got so much going on in your life, you know, 3 hours is like, where am I going to find it, right? And I think it's a really good suggestion, you know, if it talks about maybe 30 minutes a day for 6 days, things like that. And just finding, I think, well, part of it is really, you know, we talked about it before on the show, about rituals, things that you do for yourself every day and have it be something that can be significant for yourself. So, you know.
Well, can we back up just a little bit?
Sure.
And at the beginning here on page 36, I'm going to jump in at any point. Where you talk about that self-love, and I mean, really looking at self-love maybe from some new perspective, that self-love unleashes your full potential.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, we think of, you know, self-love, as, you know, we certainly want to right this ship, but it's maybe narcissism. But truly loving is a really, I mean, it kind of goes to the, you know, what a parent is, right?
Mm-hmm.
And about your relationship with yourself. And how, because we talk about it, we say a lot of things all the time. You can't really love anybody else until you love yourself. But we talk about that kind of in an abstract theory.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really think about that, right, it's like mm-hmm. that love that I have in and that I'm sharing with myself that I'm connected to, it makes it easier for me to love you and love you and love you.
Mm-hmm.
Because, right, it, I mean, instead of trying to pull it from the air, and another point I want to throw out and then discuss is however magical or lonely or difficult your childhood might have been, you wake up each day and you parent yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so what if we looked at it that we were loving ourselves as though we were the child that we loved?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any thoughts? Okay, Miss Courtney, we're going to bring you into the conversation.
A reasonable bet remark. Absolutely. I wish I remembered the name of another book that I managed to come across when I was still at university and I was beginning my stages of seeking wholeness and self-care. And I kind of went on a bit of a mini deep dive into psychology. And one of the books that I found specifically talked about reparenting, and it was a psychotherapist. Journey with a handful of clients and talking about actually going through rebirthing process
mm-hmm.
over months and months and months, and the therapist standing in as a surrogate
mm-hmm.
for them. But really what I've come to realize is that the value is in transferring that power to myself
mm-hmm.
and, you know, recognizing that that is an internal process
mm-hmm.
that is ongoing
mm-hmm.
and that inner child is often crying out
mm-hmm.
for all the things that it feels it's lacked at any different time, you know, and if we listen, we can find it and we can soothe it and we can, I don't know if I even want to say heal, because you know, to focus on the idea that there's something that needs healing, of course, brings up the idea that there's always the opposite
broken
end of the stick.
Yeah, there's something.
But yeah, I love the idea of, well, how can I give myself, what kind of gift can I give myself?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. That's another one. I had a really great theater instructor that was one of her favorite phrases.
Mm.
So even if we're stretching, or if we're making the extra effort to make a healthy meal and have it planned and set aside and in the fridge so that we can be out the door with a breath of fresh air and say, oh, I have what I need for the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do I meet my own needs? How do I make sure that what I need is checked off the list, and then go about continuing to serve others, you know, in my daily life, family, employers, as it may be, whoever else.
And Kelly, I'd like you to talk a little bit about, Kelly did a special sermon a couple weeks ago that was on creativity. And we've been doing support groups with, and one reason I'm here this week is because once a month we get together and do a support group. And I'd love for you to talk about, you know, the next thought that you've got going on.
Yeah.
And, but it's great because it's a daily thing of, like, knowing that these things are really reminding me of the care and all that I need. So I'd love for you to share that, too.
So what Robin is talking about is my Instapot.
She loves it!
I love it! Oh, my God.
Not sponsored.
If she could love herself as much as she loves her Instapot, life would be good.
Exactly.
And the Instapot is helping me love myself.
Which is
the
weirdest
thing ever. I really have not cooked a lot in the past several years because of different things. And I got my Instapot in January, and I've cooked more in the past 6-8 months than I did the previous 6 years combined. And it's let me get more creative. And my husband and I have an agreement. If it turns out, like, yuck, then we have bread and sandwich material in the fridge, and we can toss it and let it go. And one of the biggest things for me is that the Instapot has really gotten me to understand that I do my part. I put it in the pot. I hit go. And I cannot do anything else until it is complete, because otherwise I will ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so
amazing.
That's been a huge practice in trust and growth and relaxation, because I did my part, and now my part is done, and the rest of it is up to this magic thing.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good metaphor for really what we're talking about when it comes to self-care. It's all those ingredients.
We want to be careful. This isn't about self-care. And I think we talk too much about, I don't want to say this.
Self-care is a great thing.
It is.
And that's part of self-love.
But yes, but I want to be clear that we have to be careful about, if I do enough self-care, then I will love myself.
No.
Mm.
That's where what I see all the time. Mm. Oh, I'm not doing enough self-care. I don't know.
Mm.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
So yes, yay, self-care. But I almost want to put self-love separate from self-care.
Mm.
I certainly want you to do self-care. But anyway, I'm just asking you to be with us for a minute. It's like, I'm going to love you whether you do anything or not.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to love me, the person inside me, no matter what.
Yes.
And the self-care arises out of, I'm going to love that person no matter what. Oh,
you're getting married. It's almost okay. So thank you for that. So it's almost like, I'll be happy when I do enough self-care.
Mm-hmm.
No. Why don't you be happy? And
that's true. I mean, you know, people who get, you know, their haircut and the manicures and the pedicures and the massages, but ultimately, you know, yes, they're spending time on care, but when it comes to self-love, that's a really good paradigm. You know, I think that's a really good thing for, you know, our members of the cafe to be able, you know, just maybe that could be a journaling exercise and maybe a sense of just kind of an observation of, like, for the next week, I'm going to really look at the way that I'm loving myself.
Yes.
And, you know, does it need to be in a way that's looking like, you know, self? So,
well, you know, there's a great exercise with significant other where you look in each other's eyes and just love on each other.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I find a way just to love?
Mm-hmm.
And is all of my self-love, self-care? Does it require somebody else, or can I be by myself and love myself and take care of myself? Just me and me and me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's an interesting thing that the book kind of talks about, where it's more like you're thinking you're doing everything on your own, and that you can have people with you. So it's almost that opposite kind of thing of sharing activities and things like with each other. But I think with that too is, like, you know, I think it would be great for us to kind of start talking about just some of the ways that we can walk through this.
Well, let me read one of the paragraphs. So here, and it talks about the 3-week self-love challenge, and it's on page 38, and it says, during your chosen self-love time slots, turn off your cell phone and computer.
Mm-hmm.
This must be about you and your senses without external communication for the most part. Of course, if you're getting a massage or having a counseling session, you might want to communicate with your therapist. But the primary focus is loving you.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my point.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Because self-care arises out of self-love.
And that can be an addiction,
right? I'm going to do so many self-care tasks. Look how good I am.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but I'm driving myself insane doing all these tasks.
So one of the, are you really being present when you're getting the manicure, the massage, the pedicure, the haircut, whatever? Are you being really present, really enjoying
the love,
or are you just, is it something you have to do and you're spending the whole time?
And then I got to go grocery shopping, and then I got to go this, and then I got this going on, and I better check my phone because maybe somebody's been calling me and I have something else I have to take care of. So it's not even a matter of being where you are to experience the fact that you're doing care.
And
showing some self-love for yourself. So one of the quotes I really loved was, focusing on self-love is a great act of generosity.
Mm-hmm.
It says, the more we fill with the more you're filled with yourself, the more we have to give and share, we are able to give and share with others. So I think that's just something that's, and we're going to talk about that in future chapters, about just the act of receiving, the act of giving, and what that really is, instead of having to be kind of what the world's been talking about when it comes to senses of generosity, and really just that flow of give and receive is very, very, sometimes a little bit different. It's tweaked a little bit in ways that I think it's really good to be able to look at that. So again, the first category was going to be time. And it talks about changing our relationship with time can be very transformative. And you guys are talking, anything like that was a big aha with you when it came to just talking about time.
Well, I think a really good question that I want to pose to people that come right out of the book. What are you saying yes to, and why are you choosing it?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you even choosing yes? You're just saying yes willy-nilly.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's the case, okay, come on, look at that.
Yeah, because it goes on in that chapter to talk about, you know, changing the word get to take. And I think that's a really good thing. It's that sensitive thing about, you know, words mean, you know, words have power in the way that we look at things. It's like, I never get time for myself. I never take time for myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
I never make
time.
Schedule.
Because
yeah.
We're not going to get time.
Mm-hmm.
We have to
make what we have.
We have to say, I'm important enough that I'm putting it on my schedule. Like
anything
else that
and
is.
And other things don't bump it out. I mean, there's emergencies and stuff, and I get that. But there,
you know,
am I willing to check
there's
commit?
Now a lot of water, fire, flood, or no AC in Las Vegas in August.
It was 115 here yesterday. So we were like, we love our air conditioner. So really we're talking about a change of perspective, you know, perception and the way that we want to do things and being able to just take a look at, you know, what am I doing with that? And along with it moves into this whole concept of time and space. And, you know, moving with it, having things being, you know, make that list of everything that you truly not enjoying in your life. And seeing what you'd be willing to let go of easily. So, you know, space is what we're talking about, you know, when it comes to decluttering, looking at the things in your life, you know, that how many things are really bogging me down. You know, I've heard that, you know, you only really need 20% of your wardrobe because the majority of the time that's all you're going to wear anyway.
Well, if there's a fire, grab your laundry hamper.
There you go.
That's where all my favorite clothes are.
So, you know, the rest of it is like, well, do I really need that dresser? Do I need that walk-in closet? Do I need that, you know, being able to look at that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
My husband
does it.
Yes,
he has his own room and closet. That's a totally different topic. So, you know, just I'm really looking at, you know, making that that.
Right. Are you using your time in a self-loving way?
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that takes some time.
And again,
we're looking at what is loving myself? What does that look like? And, you know, it may be easy to answer that, but that may not be the real answer.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to challenge all of us to really, like, what does loving myself really look like? What does it feel like?
Because
mm-hmm. I don't know that we really know that yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think taking each category and being able to, you know, what does that look like for me?
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've heard is that we're really at a time in history where we get to love ourselves better than anybody else has ever loved us. So we kind of don't have a template or easy path to follow.
Or a fast path.
Right.
Not this one. Not this one. I'm waiting for that, you know, the assistant on the right assistant. We're going to give you the wish today, and we're going to take you right to the front. We just love you. You get the wish. Okay, anyway.
That would be very fun. And a point I want to rather talk about with all the fast moving technology and how that can kind of throw us off. We've got all this stuff coming at us from phones and computers and all over the place. And they say, ready for this? This is a good sentence, I think. Love yourself back to vibrational harmony, especially if you work a great deal with computer energy.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. Huh? And it's interesting because we wound up going to a talk this morning with young people that are looking to be leaders, whether it's going into the military or just leadership in general.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys that was on this panel was so great talking about all the raw, information that's out there. It's just not getting filtered. And just so much of this, I've never had it before in life.
We're just inundated.
We're just inundated with this kind of information. It's just so concerning about, you know, being able to love yourself enough to kind of step back, know your values, know your integrity of where you want to be moving and what your goals really are in life and being able to move that forward. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another way of having self-love.
Yeah.
And not a hot feeling like I got to keep up with this, you know, other person because they've got the makeup or they've got the costume or whatever that is, and stepping back and being able to say, you know, I don't want to sell myself out in the process of having something where I just sense I'm like, this is who I am.
Well, I think one way to do this, I'm just going to toss this out, and I think you need to pay attention in how is my phone affecting me? How is my computer affecting me? You know, if I start noticing, you know, if I'm holding it up to my ear, which I rarely do. That really concerns me, you know, right? Or what am I doing and how is that affecting me physically? And I think if you just stop and have a moment of stillness, just take a minute a day, more is even better, but a minute a day where you're just totally still, away from everything, and see what that feels like. And then, okay, I'm on my computer, I'm on Facebook, what is that for me?
Well, you know, and I think it's, you know, going back to the, you know, to the instructions on this is like you're turning off your cell phone. You're not even having it something that's engaging with you while you're doing it.
And honestly, there's addiction issues. So we know there are people out there that this is going to be a struggle for you.
Mm-hmm.
So start small
mm-hmm.
and maybe work up a little bit.
Yeah, it could be 5 minutes, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like working with that. So one of the quotes of this section I really love, it says, make space for yourself. When you make space for yourself, it opens up our receiving energies. And then they said one of the things, first things that happens when you start doing this stuff is you start having a sense of more abundance and being balanced and having a more joyful life. It's like being able to just, you know, not being, in this rushing river. You know, you've decided to go, maybe I want to move over toward the bank and it's a little bit slower on that side. And yeah, I'm still moving along. But boy, I'm kind of enjoying the fact that I've got a beautiful greenery around me and I'm able to look and I'm connecting with life in just a totally different way and not trying to just keep myself above water. You know, so I'm just breathing and I'm getting rushed down a river. I think that's a wonderful way of being able to look at that. So people who seem to drain us are giving us an opportunity to stick to our boundaries.
That was another great quote that was in this section. So,
or do you even have boundaries?
Or even have boundaries. And I mean, you know, that's another way of being caught up in a river that, you know, having these ways that other people, you're thinking you're supposed to be for other people instead of just saying, you know, saying yes or no to.
That we had this morning with the youth, we had a panel in Q&A, and something that came up was setting boundaries. But you want to help your children to be able to set healthy boundaries. And sometimes when you're teaching them to set boundaries, it's going to encroach on your boundaries. So I hadn't really thought of it quite like that. So that's going to be something to play with. If you're helping others set boundaries, that may butt up against areas where you, they need to set a boundary with me.
Yeah, and they really, and that just folds right into integrity about, you know, I don't do things that would show that I have a lack of boundary in the way that I do or don't do something. So I don't want to be that model of someone who's just not wanting, you know, not being nothing with different things.
So anyways, we've got 5 minutes, and there's a lot of ground to cover.
We have to do another
well, I don't
there's
know.
So much
I think. Well, I think. Well, we can always come back and do more. But
yeah.
I think we want to get through, you know, a chapter a week. What I recommend is we let people know we have that 5-minute flame, which I guess takes 5 minutes.
So I guess I
can have 5 minutes. So they talk about visualizing the sacred furnace inside of you. We're using this exercise. So, you know, I would say this could be a real self-loving exercise where you set aside 5 minutes. Maybe you read it. You could also, you know, record it, or you could have a friend read it to you. So that might be fun. It's like, you know, I read it for you, and then, you know, then you read it for me. That could be a really fun thing. And what this is you're imagining this flame going through your entire system and cleaning something that needs release. I know that you have that in the chapter, and they talk about attending to your energy field is the same as showering or dressing each day. You probably should dress every day.
Go in there.
You don't shower.
Go in there.
You
know,
like,
culture. Yes, drinking. It's coming back in. It's
under trend. You may get very cross with yourself when you feel you're back into an old pattern. So this could help you to release that. So if you have some stuff you want to release, you know, to that self-loving and healthy in that, this is, could be a really good exercise. So that, and then another part, the releasing heartache and grief. Oh, man, that's a whole lot right there.
Yeah.
So know that's really important in self-love. It's, if you've got guilt, if you've got other issues, there's lots of ways to do that. They're one of my favorites, the Grief Recovery Program. That's an amazing program. Finding people that do grief, because we all have grief we have not dealt with, I guarantee. And so and then moving into they talk about, say, on page 53, the sacred commitment ceremony. And I don't know when I worked on my master's in psychology, we dealt with 200 of us, we were a class of 200, and we did a marriage ceremony for ourselves. Has anybody else done that?
I have. I've heard of it.
You've heard of it. You've done that too. All right. So 3 out of 4 women sitting in this room.
The perfect thing to do for your
wedding. So perhaps we need to plan a wedding before me. Do herself. But I don't know if she'll propose or not. We don't want to spoil the surprise. She may not propose for herself. So we don't want to spoil the punches here. Let me see. So I thought that might be a lovely thing. Maybe we walk through the promises, and that, you know, I would really recommend that you take the time to do this, but that might be, you know, a lovely way to end, going through those, and then the self-love energy exercise affirmation. And know that what we're talking about is all great stuff. What I recommend, the rest of you recommend is that you do these exercises.
And we can go on.
Okay, all right. So would you like to read them, or you want to have somebody else read them, or you want to do it? Parts? So I'm thinking, I promise. So I'm thinking, are there 4 parts? Yes, I think there are. Let's do that. Everybody okay doing that? All right.
You'd like to do? I'm not going to start.
Okay.
So, I promise to love myself. I promise to continue to learn more about loving myself. And why I'm not being self-loving, I invite myself to show me this. I promise to give myself the freedom to explore this world, to do everything I want to do.
I choose to experience myself at higher levels. I choose to turn my focus away from pain and struggle. I choose effortless living turning my focus towards joy and peace.
I will give myself space to discover who I am. I love myself so much that I allow myself to make huge mistakes. I love myself so much that I will always forgive myself. I trust in my love for myself so much that I know that whatever situations I end up in, when I remember to feel them, rather than think my way through them, I will always come back to the place I need and want to be in. I vow to honor, love, and cherish my body and my soul, always.
And so it is. So how about I'll read the self-love energy affirmation. I am the most incredible person I know. If I die tomorrow, I know I have achieved the extraordinary in my life. Thousands of people have been positively touched by me and my love.
And you breathe with each of those sentences, and it's designed to move that energy to you. And if you feel resistance in any of them, just notice those feelings and the belief that's attached to them. And see what is on the other side of that resistance. And that's a great journaling exercise to be able to just kind of tap into that again.
And we want to honor, you know, there's a lot in this chapter, but you have to do the work.
Absolutely.
And so we want you to, again, and I recommend getting a buddy, getting three other friends, whatever you want to do.
A round table with glass.
You're at a round table, break that grass, but see, although Kelly probably won't like it.
Your
table. Okay. So I guess we just go around the table to end. Any what this is about for me, it's really looking at separating self-love and doing self-care tasks.
And the greater self-love that you put into loving yourself, the greater your energy output will be for the world.
Just doing the practice and putting hands on bodies and loving myself.
I mean, really, right? That really loving yourself. That's beautiful.
Agree.
So wait, are you ready for a pose?
What's your name? Get us in the eye. And. Okay, we're all going to try it out. We're just looking forward to the ceremony. It's so wonderful. So we want to thank all of our regulars for joining us here at the Transformation Cafe. Yes, flowers for you, Riverside, California. Yeah, as always, it's going to look amazing. So I want to thank you guys. And next week we'll be talking about abundance, really looking into acceptance. And as always, like Amy said, you know, it is doing the work, but there's all nature and touch and all kinds of wonderful things, and being able to really love yourself. And it is the art of receiving. So it's going to be, abundance and all good kind of good stuff. So as always, want to thank our audience for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.